And we're on Kuf Hei Omid Beis. Cholzo Bishnayim. Even though we did have somewhat of a shir on Yevamos on Sunday. Yeah, two dots. Cholzo Bishnayim. Omer of Yossi bar Minyumi, Omer of Nachman, Ein Halacha Kosazug. The halacha is not like who was it, Rav Meir of Yossi? Rav. That chalitza bishnayim is kosher, but you need three. Let's see. Rav Shimon, Rav Yochanan, sounds all right. So halacha is not like them. You need three. I, the Omer of Nachman, Chadazim, the Rav Nachman already said this. The Omer of Yossi bar Minyumi, Omer of Nachman, Chalitza Bishlosha. That Chalitza, you need three Dayonim. Tzrichi, you need both of them. Di, it merhach kamaisa, havi aminu honimil lechatchila. If I only had the first one, right, I would say that only lechatchila. Right, that you need three. But the Yevet, it's, two is okay. Kamash malon, in halacha kosazuk. That's what he had to say specifically. Halacha is not like, Reb Shimon, and Reb Yochanan, with Shimon Rav Yochanan Sandler, right? The halacha is not like them. That the halacha, if he will be the eved, is not kosher with two. The yashmin ain halacha kosher azug. If he just told me the halacha is not like that, not like Rav Shimon Rav Yochanan Sandler, that two is okay. So I would know that two is possible. Ela ketana kama havi amina the eved. I would think that's only be the eved that that three is okay. But you should need, like Rabbi Yehuda, five to begin with. Lechatchila. Tzricha. So, from the Gemara, even lechatchila, you don't need five. Lechatchila and bidiyevid, three is ma'akev, even bidiyevid, and only lechatchila, only three. Tosus, however, says that what's it called, that is legabe, what's it called, that you don't need it lechatchila, legabe dayonim. But lepirsume nilsa, like we had before, that even though the halacha is three dayanim are enough, but in order to mafarsim it, you add two more, else five, that in a chanami is a hither. So that still applies. You don't need lechatchila five, like Rabbi Yehuda says, else a din of dayanim. But you need five, you don't need five, but it's a hither to have five, else pirsume nilsa. Okay, and that's what Taka there we saw. They had five dayonim as for presuming milsa. Rashi, ein halacha kosu azug elik etanakama de boy gimel. Halacha is not like Rav Shimon or Yochanan Sandler, but like the Tanakama who says three. The Amr of Nachman bereish pirka. Beginning of the paragraph of Nachman said the same thing. Means three. Kamash malon ein halacha kosu azug. The Alpha gav the e ovid. Who? Kiriktoni, Cholzo, Bishnai, Muktoni, Machshirim, right? The halacha is not like them, that even b'dievet it's not kosher. Honi mili desogi betalta dievet. Kiriktoni, Cholzo, Bishlosha. V'nimtza echad miyam korvo posul psula. Hakulam, Ksherim, Chalitza, Ksherub, Mashma, only b'dievet. Aval chatchil, Iboy, Chamishik, Rabbi Yehuda, Kamashma, Lon, Gabi, Plugsa, Rabbi Yehuda, Hilchosok, Tanakama. That's why he had to say the halacha is like a Tanakama, even Keneged, Rabbi Yehuda. So the halacha is not five, and the halacha is also not two. Only dafka three. Okay. Right. Maisa. There was a Maisa that a man and woman were cholates, what's it called, bifnei atzman. Right? And bifnei atzman means there weren't any dayonim, but there was two edim. We'll see what the Gemara says in 1 second. There was two edim. Gemara says, beino leveino miyadana, who know? You have at least two dayonim. Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel, the Edim Roen Oso Mibachutz, right? That there were what's it called two Edim standing outside the jail who saw the Chalitza. So there was two, right? And Rabbi Akiva was Machshir because he holds two is enough. Iboy Elohu. We said this already back in the Mishnah. Maisa Shecholzu Beino Leveino Abroi Ubo Maisa Lefnei Rabbi Akiva Yisrael. What's shot in the Mishnah? The Maisa happened outside the jail. They weren't the Yavama. Right, and the Yavam were in jail. They were outside. But Rabbi Akiva was in jail. And the Maisa came before Rabbi Akiva in jail. Odilma Maisa Shecholzu Beino Leveino Beveis Vasurim. Or maybe the Maisa was in jail. And Taka, there were two people looking through a window who saw what happened. Both are true. The Maisa happened in the jail, and it wasn't obviously in Rabbi Akiva's cell. And then they brought the Shaila to Rabbi Akiva, what's it called, who was in jail. And the Rishalmi says, what's it called, the Tosa brings down, the Maisa was that Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, right, went before Rabbi Akiva, and he's one of the ones, all the two is okay, and Rabbi Akiva agreed with him. He went to the outside of the jail, right, and he was machriz, the Omer, man boy machtin, a man boy chinorim. He made himself look like he was a salesman. And he was yelling, who wants pins and needles or whatever? And cholzo beinola beino mahu. And then while he was saying that, he said also, what happened, what's the halacha if cholzo beinola beino? Right? So Rabbi Akiva stuck his head out the jail window, right? And he said, Isla Kushin, do you have pins? And Isla Kosher. And what's it called? Then it's kosher. So they obviously tried to do this that the jail, the guard, shouldn't understand what was going on. Okay.
It was obviously a Goyish jail if Rabbi Akiva was in it.
No, so from, they also knew.
Let this guy do the ceremony with the shoe over here with the woman in jail and the man.
What's it called? Not that they let, without them knowing, just like over here, they did it, you know. Some taking off somebody's shoe, right, and reading a parsha is not necessary. They didn't do it the way it was in the thing over there. They did it quickly, and they didn't video it. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Chalitza mutas k'sheira. A chalitza that was the person was fooled into making chalitza is kosher. A zeh chalitza mutas. What's a chalitza that the guy was fooled into giving chalitza? Omer Shlokish, kol sheomrim lo chalot v'kachak atakonza. Guy's an amoritz, and he wants to marry her, but we'll see that it's not good for her. The guy's an oisvorf, and he's not right. He's 90 years old, and she's 13. Right, so whatever it is, not good for her. And he still wants to make Yibum. So we fool him. And we tell him, okay, you want to make Yibum? The way to do it is, let her take off your shoe and spit at you, and then you can marry her. And then it's too late, and it's a chalitza. So even though it's a chalitza that he thinks this is Yibum, right, still it's kosher. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, ani shoneh ben sheniskaven hu v'lo niskaven hi. Ben sheniskaven hi v'lo niskaven hu. Chalitzos psula ad sheniskavenu shneihem ke'echad. The mice not true. Chalitza needs kavana. And here if the guy is mechaven, not for chalitza but for yibum, and he thinks this is the way to make yibum, that's not a chalitza b'chlal. He doesn't have kavana for chalitza at all. Right? So ela kol sheomim lo chalotz lo amanash titin lo chomasayim zuz. Chalitza mutar says he knows he's giving chalitza, but he thinks he's going to get 200 zuz for doing it. Okay? Now, even though normally we say that if you have a tznai, and the tznai is not mekuyim, the mice is bottled, but by chalitza is not like that. Because chalitza, a tznai doesn't help. Because you can't make a shliach. You can only make a tznai when you can make a shliach. We learn from B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain, Moshe Rabbeinu made Yehoshua a shliach to be mekayim the giving of Eivor HaYarden to B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain. So it's something that could be done through a shliach. Something that can be done through a shliach, you can make a tznai. Something that can't be done through a shliach, chalitza, you can't have a shliach. Right? The Yavam himself has to do it, and therefore there can't be a tznai. So therefore, what happens? The tznai, therefore, is bottle, and the mice is kayim. The tznai is irrelevant. So but he thinks that if she doesn't give me 200 zuz, then it's no chalitza. And it's not true. Right? They promised him 200 zuz, and he doesn't get it. We'll see 1 second. The mice, they promised to him. We'll see. Ela koshom chalutz lamanash titin lechomasayim zuz. Tanya nami hochi. Chalitza mutas k'sheira. Ezeu chalitza mutas. Koshom im chalutz lamanash titin lechomasayim zuz. Right, there was a woman who fell to a yavam who was not proper for her. It could be he wasn't a bad guy. Right, meaning that he was an old man, she was a young woman, or she was an old lady and he was a young guy. It just wasn't a good shivach. Okay, for whatever reason. But he was adamant. He wanted to marry this woman. Right, He wasn't going to find too many Moshe Duchim at 90. And he figured this is a great chance to marry a 15-year-old. So he was adamant to make Ibum. But since he was a shtickel senile, so they told him, what's it called? Chalotzla amenasha titin lechom asayim zuz. Okay, what's it called? Give her chalit so you'll make 200 zuz. Right? At your age, better the 200 zuz than marrying the 15-year-old. Right? And that's what happened. And they didn't give him the 200 zuz in the end. Right? And what's it called? And the Maisa came to Reb Chiya, and he was Machshir the Chalitza. Even though the guy did it thinking that there was a Tanai and he's going to get 200 zuz, still, since he had Kavana for Chalitza and the Tanai was bottled, the Maisa was Kai. Okay, one more case, and then we'll see Rashi. Ahuda also the kamed to Reb Chiya bar Abba, another case. A woman came to Reb Chiya bar Abba, Omar lo biti amodi, stand up and be nishyabim. Right? They have yavibum. Omar le, emo yeshivosa zuhi amidosa. Over here, better I should sit down. In other words, I shouldn't go into yibum. It's not a good shidduch. Omar lo yodatle, you know the guy? Right? You know something about him that's not good? He knows they have money, and he just wants to marry me for my money. He wants to make the Yibum, not the Shem Shema. He wants to do it for the sake of the money. And he wants to use up all my money. He wants me to become his Yivama and eat up all my money. So you don't want to marry him? Right? No, I'm not interested. So Reb Chiya told him, give chalitza, and that's the beginning. That's how you make your yibum. Want to make yibum? Let her take off your shoe. Let her spit in front of you. Let her call. Read this parasha, and that's how the yibum is going to come. Lebosser the chalitzla omer le hasla minoch itzulva lemaisa. This is a chalitza psula, but it's still a chalitza, right? Even at least with the rabbanan to parcel her from yibum, so you can't be yibum anymore. So now it's not a chalitza to be matter her to the whole world. But you already went through what appears to be a chalitza, so we're not going to let you make yibum anyway. So, you know, what are you going to lose by giving her chalitza? Right? Stam to be a Russia. So give her chalitza and let her be married somebody else. You can't marry her anyway. Chalitza chalitza ma'al yisok, tishteri li'alma. Give her a good chalitza in order she'll be mutter to other people too. In other words, don't be spiteful. You're not going to marry her anyway. There's no way you're going to make yibum here. So give her a good chalitza now that she should marry, be able to marry on this. Okay. Amenasha titin lechomosayim zuz rashi. The alpha gav de lo yohavelei chalitza sekshera. And even though he didn't give it to her, she didn't give it to him in the end, the chalitza is still kosher. Kinim eforish b'ksubis b'amadir. The whole tznayim b'nei god b'nei ruvein gamrinam. We learn all tznayim from b'nei god b'nei ruvein. Tznosha efshala hasnos al yedei shliach. A tnai which can be the maisa can be mekuyim. This is not the efshal hasnos is not the right girsa. What is the right girsa here? Gimel lasos, right? Something that can be done through a shliach, right? Sheosa Moshe Yoshua shliach losis lemes eretz agilad havi tnai tnai. We learn from Ben Gadmi Ruvain, it has to be efshal lasos ayedishtil. That's everything we have to do. The people who make the tnai don't have to be named Gadmi Ruvain, right? There's obviously things that are not nogeya. There's a svara. Why shlichus, right, a maisa that can be done through a shliach, you see the ikur isn't that the person do it himself or whatever, and the maisa is a tremendous koach. The maisa is a weaker maisa because it can be done through somebody else. Meila, it's a weaker maisa that a tnai could be mavatal if you weren't makayim. But a maisa you have to do yourself, so it's such a strong maisa that a tnai can't be mavatalit. It's a pashat svara. But it has to be some kind of svara, right? Like, you need, hain kodim lalav, and you need what's it called, tnai kofel. All these things are svaras, but because it's a svara, and that's the way it was over there, we learn it. But not every exact prat doesn't have to be, only a tnai helps on only in Eretz Yisrael, or whatever. That's obviously not the, there's no svara in that. But whatever, there's a svara, then we say that we learn from B'nai God and B'nai Ruvain, that it has to be this way. Okay, so here is also a svar. Lo seish le meseret sagilat havi tznoi tznoi. V'chol tznoi de lo efshol asos ayedei shliach. and any maisa that can't be done with a shliach, they can't make a tnai in that kind of maisa. You go in chalitza, ain't tnai moilba. The zeu tain osodover. That's why the mutas is kosher, even though he wasn't makayim the tnai. Even though normally, if you marry a woman al tnai, and she's not makayim the tnai, there's no kedusha. Biti amodi, amodi vishyab milo. Stand up and get nishyabim. Well, no, better I should sit down, meaning I should refrain from this. This is not a good evil. Right? Zui amidosa, zui takanta. For me, sitting down and not having yibum is will accomplish more than having the yibum. Yodasle makeris bo shum dover gnai. You know something bad about this guy that you don't want to have yibum with him. Amr le'in mamon nechazala dover zehi yodas bo she ein bo liyabma ela kedei lecho velichlos mamon legarsha. He wants to what's it called eat up all my money and then he'll divorce me. So he's not really interested bichlal in this yibum. He's just interested in my money. Lishnachrina, biti amodi. Amodi al raglecha. Amodi doesn't mean make yibum, amodi means stand up. Dichsiv, the omdushni anoshim bamida. To start the yibum process, they both have to stand up. Yishivosa zu amidosa, kitas hi ochola. She was either lame or sick. Omar lo yodova makir hu bo shirotsu liyadma. Omar le'in amamona chazibah. She says, does the guy know, right, that he wants to be miyabim her, right? So she said, yeah, but he wants my money. Lahadra Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer La'el Achis Gavnu Shnehem. No, we didn't get her yet. Yeah, the next thing is next Maisa. We'll leave it to there, and then we'll finish till tomorrow, halfway to the end of the parak, till the Mishnah, and then the next day we'll finish the parak in Mitzvah.
In the second case, instead of having the dad in front of this 90-year-old guy, he's a younger girl, the Chalitza Kilu Yibu, why don't they on the spot make Yibu, and on the spot in the same mamad before they do the basis, make him give her again? I mean, divorce.
They can't force her to divorce him. There's no purpose for it. There's no reason. Once she's his wife, right, they can only force her to divorce him if he did something wrong or whatever. So it's not force a guy to divorce his wife.
They could trick him into giving a get instead of tricking him out of Italian police as yibum.
But this is easier. Why should they make the yibum and then trick him into, and tricking a get make could be no good. How can you trick him into a get? It has to be mirtzono. A get has to be given from for with rotzon.
He did nothing wrong, so I was able to lie to him and fool him.
What?
I was able to just lie to him and fool him.
No, but they.
Somebody else said.
No, but what's it called? Since Yibum it says, right. Okay, we're on Kuf Vov Amud Aleph. Bas Chamuad Rapapa Noflif Neyavim Shein Hogun Law. The daughter of the father in law, in other words, Rav. Rapapa's sister-in-law, his wife's sister, daughter of his father-in-law, fell before a yavam that was not befitting her. Also, kamed abayis, they went to Abaya to arrange the yibum or chalitza. Omer le chalutzla uvekoch atachach tekonsus. Abaya realized that this is no good, and the guy wanted to make yibum, so he wanted to fool him. So he told him. What's it called? Make chalitza, and that's the way that you make yibum. Omer le rapapa lo shover lo mar lo hoda omer Rabbi Yochanan. What's it called? You don't know what Rabbi Yochanan said? That chalitza mutas like that is not kosher. You need kavana, and if he has kavana not to be cholates, but that through the chalitza chev yibum, it's not a chalitza, so it's not going to help. So Abaye said to rapapa vela hechi emelay. So what should I do? How should I trick him into giving chalitza? Tell him that if he gives chalitza, he'll get 200 zuz. So after the chalitza, even though, like we learned yesterday, that a chalitza al tnai, the tnai is bottle, and the chalitza is kayim, but lamaisa, the guy said he was going to pay. So even though the tnai is bottle and doesn't affect the chalitza, but still they made up a deal. So he should have to keep his word. So Abaye said, keep your word and pay the 200 zuz. Omar le mishata nibach avadatale. Lamaisa, what's it called? He doesn't have to pay up either. Because he can say, I was just joking with you. I never meant to say I was going to give you 200 zuz. I did it because I was under pressure, and I had to say something because I needed the chalitza, and I said, I'll give you 200 zuz, but I never meant it really. It was a joke. I never meant it seriously. Where do we see such a thing? Somebody could tell somebody something, and it doesn't create an obligation. Milo Tanya, Hare Shahoya, Boreach Mides Asurim. A guy was running, escaping jail. Right? And there was a ferry to take him across the river. And Vomarle Tul Dinner Vavireni. So he said, if you take me over the river, I'll give you a dinner, which is a big amount. Ain lo elishcharo. So the halacha is, in the end, he could say, look, I was under pressure. I never really meant to say I'm going to pay you a dinner. I'll pay you what your normal fee is, right? But the dinner I only said because I was under pressure and it was obvious I was trying to escape jail and I needed to get over the river. So I said I would give you a dinner, but that never created an obligation, right? I was just joking with you. I never really meant it. And the circumstances show that Taka didn't mean it. So the halacha is that he doesn't have to pay him a dinner. He only has to pay him what the normal wages would be to cross the river. Alma Amrle Mishatani Boch. Hachanami Mishatani Boch. Same thing over here. You say, I really needed the chalitza, and there was no other way of pressuring you into giving it unless we fooled you, so we fooled you. So we never really meant it, so there's no obligation over here. So Amrle, so Abaya said to Rapapa, you're pretty sharp. Avu Checha, where's your father? Amrle Bamasa, he's in the city. Ima Checha, where's your mother? Amrle Bamasa. Yoid Bo'ene Vishriva. So Abaya gave him an ayin hara, and they both died. They explained the idea is that Abaya didn't have parents. His mother died at childbirth, and his father died before he was born, and he was brought up by a nursemaid. And because of that, he was a neglected child or whatever, so he didn't feel that he reached his full potential. But a papa had a father and a mother, and that's why he was really so sharp. Now he's constantly correcting Abaya. So he asked him innocently, I said, where's your father and your mother? Obviously you had a good childhood. You had a father and mother, took care of everything of you had. But since he was ma'orid or whatever, he gave them an ayin hara, and eventually they died probably prematurely. Okay, Rashi.
You don't have to worry about
the
clue, Hashem.
The what?
Yeah.
Who are saying it? They have to mash them. No, if that's the halacha. In other words, here you should have agreed that to lechatchila not to be miyabim her to give her chalitza. The match wasn't good. You don't want to do that. So we felt that we had a responsibility to pressure you somehow. Right? The guy didn't do something right to begin with. He should have given her chalitza to begin with. He was eno hoglema. They didn't want to do it. So because he didn't want to do it, they got it from him in a way that was a little deceptive, but Lamaisa, he was the one who generated it. Had he been a Yavam Hogun, they wouldn't have done it.
What about the business?
What?
People are bidding, probably somebody wins or something, it's a Mishatani Boch.
No, I don't know, Mishatani Boch is only where if the circumstances are obvious that the guy only said it because he was under pressure. But in bidding, there's no. I have good faith that I'm bidding on something. There's no reason to assume that you don't mean it. I don't know if you can say there Mishatani Boch. Mishatani Boch. Somebody comes in and offers an admission where nobody asked him. He doesn't say Atameida. He says I owe you $100. Next day he brings him to court. He says you admit it. You owe me $100. He said I was just fooling around. Right? Nobody asked him. He didn't say that these are the Edim. The guy wasn't Toveya him. So there he could say, I was just pushing you off or whatever. But in a case where people are bidding for something and it's known that that's what the way of getting something, they can't say Meshata, whether maybe there's no Kenyan, maybe there's other reasons why he's not Chayiv. But Meshata, why were you fooling around? Right? Everything seems to imply that you were serious and you were interested in buying this thing. Okay. Lahadar of Yochanan, the Omer Le'el, Achi Iskav Nushayim. So Rapapa said to Abaya, don't you hold of Rabbi Yochanan? that kind of chalitza mutas, where there's no kavana for chalitza at all, where the kavana is for yibum, right, it doesn't help. Havle, so after he told him, do the chalitza and you get 200 zoos, so he did the chalitza, so Abaye said, give him the 200 zoos. The ha kabila sova, you accepted it, it was an obligation. The afagav the chalitza b'hochi l'mitzvah, even though the tznai doesn't take effect, and in order to invalidate the chalitza, niya ichai v'lekiu meitzno and midina kishar schir is the alma. The guy, what's it called, did her a service. He did her a chalitza, and she promised him 200 zoos for doing that service. So like you promise anybody your wages, and they do the job, you have to pay him. Amar lei kivin de chalitza ksheirahi mishum dina nomi lesli. The kivin de oleha rami lemevet v'lo boi mishata nibach avdalei. Right, since Liza, you should do it anyway, and you didn't want to do it, and that's the only way I could get you to do what you should have done anyway, so then we say, Mishat Anibach, it's obvious that the pressure was there, and you should have done it anyway. Same thing with the ferry guy. Right, I'm running for my life. You're chayiv to help me save my life. Right, you don't want to do it. So I'll promise you an extra amount, and then afterwards it'll be obvious that they only did it because of the pressure, and you should have done it anyway. You can't tell me not going to save my life.
That's a Jewish ferryman, maybe. But what about a goyisha ferryman? You can say, I called you.
What?
A goyisha ferryman,
you can say, I called you. Yeah, the same thing. There's no difference. What?
You're not going to have a peer to save it. He's maybe in cahoots with the government.
He doesn't have a chiyuv. I hear. It's because of the chiyuv mamish, but the pasha is not only because you have a chiyuv to do it. It's because, right, you should have done it, right? And you see that I'm under pressure. So you can understand that I wasn't serious. I was trying to get the job done. It could be it was a Jewish family, but anyway, Ma'aber Yam B'Snina. But I don't think it's because he's chayiv al din, al mitzvah, or whatever. Omerle Abayel Rapapa, Avu Checha, where's your father? Kolomer Kemeduman Ishi Yesh Lecha Aveim. I see you have a parent. I didn't have parents. Smuchim Lecha L'Sapik Tzrachecha L'Fichach Ko Mechadren Shmai. I see you have parents, take care of all your needs, and therefore you can learn good. Right? See from here that if you have, you know, Sidur Malay, somebody's taking care of all your needs, you can learn better. V'shoch V'avu V'ime. So, Bein HaDvarim, it was, I don't think Abaye had the intent to kill the parents. But by bringing up the Inyan of, what's it called, you have parents and they can take care of you, it created an Ayin Hara. The idea of an Ayin Hara, this kind of Ayin Hara, is that it brings up in Shamayim a din on the person. You're saying that, what's it called, people are well taken care of and they have what they need. And Shamayim, they hear that and the Beis Din reviews their case to whether they deserve all of that. And it could be they don't. And that kind of case, so what's it called? It's possible the person will be punished. Okay, let's go on. Tan Rabbanan, chalitza mutas ksheira. A chalitza mutas is kosher. And the way we said, if you promise a tanai and you don't fulfill the tanai, it's good. Get muta posel, but a get could be done through a shliach, and therefore a get, a tanai you could make. And if you fool someone, you tell the woman, tell the man, give a get, and she'll give you 200 zoos, and she doesn't give the 200 zoos, it's a puzzle get. The get's bottle. Because the tanai it takes effect, and the tanai isn't makuyim, the mice is bottle.
What's the difference between get and chalitza?
No, because we said chalitza you can't make with a shliach. Anything can't make with a shliach, the tanai can't make with a tanai either. Okay. Chalitza mu'useis psula. Chalitza that's forced is possible. You force the guy to give chalitza, it's possible. Get mu'usa kosher. If you force the guy to give a get, it's kosher. The Gemara says, hechidami. Idom rotzani, if it's talking in a case where he's supposed to give the get, but he doesn't want to, and you force him till he says rotzani, so then afilu chalitza nami, then a chalitza should also be okay. Because the halach of kofin osach yom rotzani is that in a case where it's a mitzvah to do something, and the person doesn't want to do it, then you can force him till he says that he wants to do it, and that's not called forcing. Because we say that originally he wanted to do it too, because everybody wants to do a mitzvah. Everybody wants to do it the Ratzon Hashem. But there's things that are impediments. So when you force him, you're not forcing him to change his mind, you're forcing him to take away all the impediments and let his real Ratzon come out. That's how the Rambam explains it, right? that really when the guy came to Beis Din, he wanted to give the chalitza because he knew it was a mitzvah, it's a proper thing to do. But his Yetzer Hara didn't let him. So when we beat him, we beat away the Yetzer Hara. And when he says Rotzani, that's his real will. Same thing then, it should be a good by Ghetto and by Chalitza. Right? The Imlo Omar Rotzani, if in the end he didn't agree, we beat him and beat him, and he gave it under duress and never said I wanted, then what's it called? Then it's not good by Get or by Chalitza. Get Nomilo. So which case is it? If it's a case where he said Rotzani, it should help by both of them. If he didn't say Rotzani, it shouldn't help by either of them. Hachi Chomer. Chalitza mutas la'olam kosher. A chalitza mutas, where you fool the guy into giving it by making a tnai, is always kosher, because the tnai doesn't take effect, because chalitza can't be done with a tnai, because it can't be done with a shliach. The get mutas la'olam pasul. A get, if you fool the person into giving a get with a tnai, and the tanai wasn't mekoyim, the get's not kosher, because the get could be given with a shliach, and therefore the tanai does take effect, and if the tanai is not mekoyim, the get's bottle. Chalitza mu'useis, the get mu'usa, but a chalitza that's forced, or a get that's forced, zimnin kosher, zimnin posel. Sometimes both of them are kosher, and sometimes both of them are posel. Hod omer rotzani, hod lo omer rotzani. If he said rotzani, they're both kosher, and if he didn't say rotzani in the end, then they're both posel. The Tanya, and we have a brisa that says that Yakriv also by a carbon, right? It says that you have to bring it miratzon mirtzono, and Yakriv also is mashma. You can force him to bring the carbon. Malamet shekopin also yochel bal korcho. I might think you can do it against his will. Not that in the end he agrees, but it's against his will completely from beginning to end. Tamid loma mirtzono, has to be willing. Okay, so how could you have something that's forced and yet not against his will? You force him till he says I want, and then we say when he says he wants, that's his real will. And what we forced, we didn't force him to say I want, we forced him to take away the deterrence from his real will coming to the sport. That's only where it's a mitzvah to do, like a carbon, like a get, where it's a case where he has to give the get. Right? And then we can force him in any way we can. We can go get an Italian, you know, to break his kneecaps till he says Rotzani. But a get that's forced, where there's no mitzvah to give it, the husband is not chayv to give a get, and you force him to give a get, even if he says I want, but he's forced to say you want, then we don't say that when he wants it because he wanted it because of the mitzvah, and the forcing only took away the impediment. There was no mitzvah over here. So if a guy doesn't have to give a get, that's what's wrong with these prenuptial agreements. And a lot of times there's pressure put because of knossos, because of money that he's going to have to pay, right, that's legally upholden in a secular court, and the guy doesn't have to give the get. The Beis Din didn't say he has to give the get. They didn't say that he's in the wrong, that he's one of the cases where he has to divorce his wife or the wife deserves a get. So he's ending up being forced to give a get where there's no mitzvah to give the get per se. That is possible completely. That's what's it called, that's not a get. And a male, if he does give the get, and it's under duress, it's not a get, and the woman's still married, but she looks like she's divorced because she went through a whole get. That's what's the danger of these prenuptial things. In the end, the guy will give a get, and he was taka forced to give it, and it's a puzzle get, and she's an ashesish, and she's getting married because she thinks she's divorced. So that's why many gedolim are against these prenuptial agreements, for other reasons also. Other reasons that they're only asmachta. Right, the knossos that are made are exaggerated, and therefore there's no real chiyuv. And in the end, another reason, like we said, is a get ma'usa. So these prenuptial agreements usually are not effective anyway, because when you're dealing with people who are mamzerim and rishoyim, then force doesn't help either by them. And if it is forced, and they bow to the force, then it's not a get. Okay. So in any case, so that's only where it's a mitzvah, like a korban, like a get, where the woman deserves the get, and the beis din paskin that the man has to give the get, and he refuses. Or a case where it's a mitzvah, the guy's a kohen married to a grusha, so the halacha is he has to divorce her. Then we say this klal: the chena tamotze begite noshim kofen osach yom ratzonani. The same thing goes with what's it called, by not only a carbon, but by gittin also, where it's a mitzvah to divorce, then you say this klal that you can force him until he says rotzani. Rashi. Get muta posel im ena mikayemis tanoa. A get that you gave under mistaken conditions. You promised her a tanai, and the tanai promised him a tanai, and the tanai wasn't mikoyim. The get's posel. The efshav a get are yidei shliach, because you could make a shliach to give a get, and where you could make a shliach, you can make a tanai. And if you can make a tanai, if the tanai isn't mikoyim, the get's posel. Shehaomer lishnayim kislu the get are yidei shliach. Shomishlan kislu, tsnu get, liishti hara elu kos liitnu, you can do get through a shliach. Hilkach, domi litnai b'nei God, umahani beitzno. Therefore, it's like b'nei God and b'nei Ruvain, which could be done through a shliach, and since it could be done through a shliach, the tsnai takes effect, and if the tsnai cake takes effect, and it's not mekuyim, then the mice is bottle. The chain begite noashim, kofin osat shomer otsani. Okay, let's go on. Omar Rava, Omar Rav Schora, Omar Rav Huna. Cholzin afalpisha in makirin. The halacha is that a Beis Din can give chalitza even if they don't recognize 100% who the yavam and the yavama is. In other words, two people come, they say, I'm the, what's it called, on their word. They say, this is my sister-in-law, my brother died without children, I want to give her chalitza. So the Beis Din can make the chalitza even though we don't know, we don't have edim saying who these people are. Maybe they're making up a whole story, and she'll then get a get chalitza, and she'll go marry anybody she wants, and really this is not her yavam. This is her boyfriend, right, who came, and is giving her chalitza, and it's not really a chalitza, it's just to get her the document that says that she got chalitza. We don't have to check into it, we'll see in 1 second why, and the chalitza is chalitza, and the Beis Din is allowed to give the chalitza, even though they don't recognize that this is the real yavam, and this is the real yavam. Same thing, miyum. They don't have to know for sure that this is the husband. They can make a miyum that the woman says, I'm not interested in this marriage, and this is my husband. I was married when I was a katana, and I'm not interested in continuing this marriage, and it's bottle. So the Beis Din can take care of this miyum, even though they don't know for sure that this is the husband. Maybe it's some guy, he's an actor, and the real husband is home. Right? Lefichach, therefore, because a Beis Din is allowed to get involved in a chalitza or a miyun where they don't know 100% that these are the parties involved, really, right? Ein kosin get chalitza, elim ke makirin. Ein kosin get miyun, elim ke makirin. Therefore, they don't write a document that this woman can use to go get married to somebody because she had chalitza. We don't know for sure she had chalitza. We know that if this is the real yavam, she had chalitza. So we can do it. But we can't give her a document for it unless we know for sure this is she's the yavam and he's the yavam. The same thing goes unless we know all the details or whatever to know that this was a valid chalitza. So we don't give her a document unless we know for sure. And the same thing goes with miyum. Why? Because we're afraid that she'll take this document to another Beis Din and the Beis Din won't check up to find out if the document was written from a Beis Din that knew the situation, or they just are saying that we made a chalitza. We don't know if it was valid or not. We just went through the motions in case that this is the yavam, it's valid. We are afraid that the second Beis Din won't look into the inyan well enough, and will think that the first Beis Din recognize them, and they'll go ahead and be matter her to get married without investigating it further. So because we're afraid of a Beis Din Tohim, the first Beis Din can't write them her a document. Rashi. Chol tzinaf apishe makirin, yovam yavama. Even if the Beis Din doesn't know who the yovam and yavama are, they don't know for sure that this is the yovam and the yavama. Shebol lefaneinu lachlos ve'inu makirin boshu yavama. Niskakin la Beis Din v'chol. Still we make the chalitza, but we don't give her a document. Umimanim Beis Din niskakin lemiyun apapishe makirin. So since the Beis Din is allowed to make a chalitza mimiyum without knowing for sure who the parties are, ein kosvin ge chalitza, eidim haroin be chalitza uvemiyum, ein kosvin venosin lalios biyada lishus. The eidim can't write her a document that says that she had chalitza or that she had miyum. Elim ke makirim shein yav yavam, unless they investigate and they find out that it's really talking that this is the yavam and this is the yavam. The hashda the ein kosvin elim ke makirim, inami lav yivamahu lo nafi chorba mina the chokama the lesh lo get chalitza lo nasvila. And now, even if it'll come out that this is all an act and this wasn't a real yavam, right, and therefore there's really no chalitza here, nothing's going to come out of it that's bad, because she'll never be able to get married unless she has a document. Nobody's going to give you the document unless they check into it. The chayshina lebezin toim im kosu lo edim ra'inu shecholtza lefaneinu miploni v'afil lo kosu lo mishvadinu. Right, if the Adam do write this document, even if they don't write it, and we recognize them, they just write it Stam, we're afraid. Chayshin and Shematira get Zelabazin, she'll show this bed, get Tara, this get to a basin, a second basin, Acher, the Yismach Walov, and the basin will make a mistake and think that they can rely on this document, right, because the Chalitza was done, and they'll assume that the first basin checked into it. And they won't know that the first basin didn't have to check into it. They'll let her get married. And they'll make a mistake to think that the first basin couldn't have made it the chalitz unless they knew who it was. So they'll make a mistake. Okay. The Rava di Deomar, and Rava said just the opposite. Ein cholzin el kimakirin. The first basin can't give chalitza unless they know who the yavam yavam is. They have to have edim to come and say, this is the yavam, this is the yavam. The ein memanim el kimakirin. Same thing with miyun. You can't make a miyun unless you know there's edim who are made that this is the wife and this is the husband. Leficha kosvin get chalitza afa bishayin makirin, vikosvin get miyun afa bishayin makirin. Therefore, you're allowed to write a document, right? Even if the Aden don't know, but we assume the Bezin knew. The Bezin isn't allowed to do it unless they know. V'lo chashin v'Bezin tom. We're not afraid that that the first Bezin will have made a mistake and given chalitz or miyun without recognizing. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos Tanya's Rashi comes out the Bezin toim is two different Bezin toim. And the safe over here in the end of the Gemara, Basin Tone, was the first one we're not afraid made a mistake. According to the first one, Basin Tone is we're afraid that the second one will make a mistake. Tosa has a different pshat. But in any case, that's how Rashi loves. Rashi, Lefichach, Ho, Ve'en Cholze Melanki Makirin, Kosvin Get Chalitza, Edim Shiro, Shecholze, Yecholim Lichtov La, Ve'af Bishay Makirin. Even if the Edim don't know, they can assume that the Basin knew, because the Basin wouldn't make Chalitza unless they knew, because they're not allowed to. We're not afraid that the first Beis Din made a mistake and thought you could give chalitza without recognizing them. And they ended up beginning chalitza without checking into it, and the end result was it wasn't really her yavama. We're not afraid of that. Right? We're not afraid of a Beis Din towing. So those are the two shitas, Rava and the Shit Rishon. Okay.
We say that in the case of Pikuach Nefesh, or saving somebody, you can go out on Shabbos and they can come back, because if you weren't allowed to come back or go home, then you wouldn't have any incentive to go save anybody. So here they're saying that anybody that has charged an exorbitant amount of money to take somebody on the boat that escaped from prison, then nobody's going to want to save anybody, because they'll always know they'll only get a regular price. Well, why should anybody? Somebody is escaping from prison, obviously, yeah. Nefesh, and somebody's going to say, if I don't want a boat, I'm not going to take any of these guys on the boat, because then the mill is only going to pay me the regular price later. Like the matter to go back on Shabbos in order that you can go out on Shabbos.
But even over there, only matter the rabbanans on Shabbos go back, not the raisas. Not a full case.
It matters something on the concept of the fact that you wouldn't do it, either you wouldn't have the incentive to do it.
Yeah, but here it's not shchiach that a person's gonna not want to do it. He's chayav to do it al pikuach nefesh anyway. Right? The money is a separate thing, so it's not here. The guy is not going to go because it's going to be difficult for him. Here, the guy has to do it to get his regular pay. Right? Nobody promised the guy because of Shabbos. We're not going to promise the guy something extra. It's just that it's going to be inconvenience over here. Right? The guy's going to get his pay. He's not going to get extra what I promised him. I'm afraid because of the extra that in the end he thought he's going to get. That we're not going to. He'll get his pay. He wouldn't get his pay. Maybe yeah, but he'll get his pay.